The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
Well, yeah, it's bigger than yours.
It's heavier than mine.
Well, it's supposed to be heavier than yours. You wanted a smaller one.
I like mine better. How come this is not connecting to the internet? Can you please check it for me?
Is it on wireless?
How do I change it to wireless? I'm looking.
Okay,
hold on.
First I have to ask, why do you have to be online?
Because I want to look at Match.com, because that's what we're going to talk about, and I haven't looked at it since we've been together. So I would like to see what it looks like now.
You think love has changed all that much?
I want to see what the frickin' website looks like. Can you please help me turn on the wireless?
Hang on.
Jeez.
Well, why do you need to check it?
It's like pulling teeth, dude. Why can't you just do it? It takes you all of 2 seconds, but no, you'd rather fight for 2 minutes about why you don't want to walk over here and take 2 seconds out of your time.
No, it's not taking 2 seconds.
This is the thing that I don't understand about you. You can help 50 million other people with any problem that they have, but if I ask for a little bit of help,
yeah,
stuff starts making noises,
yeah,
and you
saying.
Start complaining. Why is it that
it's genetically impossible?
No geek can help the other people in their home.
It's
do
genetically
anything.
Impossible for a geek to help anybody
God,
who
people.
Is related to them.
Help me here. Okay. This should take all 30 seconds. If anyone else
Babe,
asked
you
to
remember,
help them hook up wireless
oh, look,
on their
if
internet.
I was
ex-
if I was
their,
explaining
laptop,
to you how to do this,
it would take about 30 seconds. But because I'm asking you.
No, it has nothing to do with you asking me. It has to do with me not having all the icons set up.
Because how can you not
I removed the icons when the photographer for Seattle Times came over here to take the picture. And I had to remove all the desktop icons to make it look right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, now, do you want to get online?
Yes, I told you I want to look at the
Right,
Match.com.
Then let
I'm
me
sorry.
Do my thing. Okay.
Who is Keith Wireless-2 anyways?
He's a local guy who has a protected connection.
And he's close enough to where this computer can find him?
Pretty
so
much.
He's a neighbor.
No. He's not, probably not nearby, but look, because we only have one bar, so he's probably not immediately to this way.
What does that mean?
Like, he's not our next door neighbor. He may be behind us. That's
so
my
can
guess.
We email Keith since he has Keith's
no, we
wireless
don't. How the hell are we going to find out
hey,
how to Keith, email
Keith? Hey, where are you? I don't know, because he's obviously, like, close enough to where he's coming up on our computers. That's interesting to me. So who is this?
There, Match.com.
Voila! Well, I shouldn't
as soon
that.
As the browser pulls up.
Let's see, holding my breath. Ta-da! See? It does look different.
What?
Let's see what they did different. Don't you want to know?
How am I going to know?
I'm looking.
I haven't logged into Match.com in like ages.
Good answer. Me either. That's
well,
what I'm looking
Well, there you go. What do you think has changed?
I don't know. I wonder if they've improved it in any way, though. Don't you just wonder that when we're getting ready to talk about something?
So we're
going
to have
like
to log into
it's kind
of
like doing homework.
Right. Are we going to have to log into one of our old accounts?
I don't know if I can do that. Can I? Members, sign in here. Let's see.
Do you remember your username and password?
No. I know the username, but I don't remember the password.
You were Circle Perfect.
Circle Perfect.
And what was I?
Wacky Pixel.
Folks, what we're talking about is how we met and where we are about a year and a half from when we met. I think Ponzi had decided, after hitting the bar scene for several months, to turn online. Actually, I think one of her friends had a lot of luck. A friend who now is pregnant, correct?
Yes, you're absolutely right. It was May and Tony. Lou Chu. She went from a Lou to a Chu.
Is that that's
My
a big
friend
deal, too.
In San Francisco. Yeah, it's a big deal we don't want to talk about. But anyways, Chu is a great name. So is Lou.
Well, so is Androida Sopan. What's your point?
Woohoo!
That's changing. So
that's to be determined.
Right, to be determined. Sure. So you didn't even think about getting online to find a date.
I didn't. You know, I was working all the time. I was a processor at the time, and
a processor of what?
A loan processor.
For?
In the mortgage business for Mariners Capital, which is down in Newport Beach, and I was working with around 11 loan officers, which is a handful. I had all men and one woman. So that was a handful right there, just dealing with that many people a day. And then take into account all of the lenders that came in all the time. So I was just busy bee, you know, always at work all the time.
But you'd done the bar scene before getting online.
Not really. I mean, I had went out a few times with a few girlfriends, but I wouldn't consider that doing the bar scene.
Wait. Were you the blocker or were you the blockee?
What's the blocker and the blockee? Let's hear about this.
Well, you know, when women go out to bars, they always have one woman who is kind of the blocker. So she protects the other woman from getting hit on.
Oh, well, I had one of those with me, put it that way.
So you were the one who got hit on.
I guess. Then if you, if you're putting it into that kind of context, yeah, I guess so.
Well, that's not a bad thing. I just, you know.
Well, no, my friend who was there with me was already hooked up. So her boyfriend was usually the blocker, I should say.
Oh, so the boyfriend.
I guess. Like, if we were both getting hit on, then he would step in. If my friend's blocks didn't work, then he would step in. So he watched from afar. How's that?
So Tony and May convinced you to get online to find a date?
No, actually, it was Dana. Dana in Newport Beach, or Laguna Beach, I should say. She was one of the girls that worked with me at Mariners Capital. She was a processor, or actually she was a loan assistant with one of the other guys, Mike Salmon there, who was a part owner in that shop set up. And she sat across from me, across the way from me. And so we talked about dates and stuff, you know, and breaks or whatever. And she had met her current boyfriend on Match.com. And of course I laughed and I said, oh, my, you know, my best friend May met Tony, which is her fiance at the time, on the Yahoo version of Match.com. And she's like, well, let's set you up on an account. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. Only weirdos go and meet people online. You know, the typical answer that everyone gives when they think their first visions of online love is like, scary people that are on in the middle of the night that can't get a date, right? And so
which,
I was like,
which is kind of ironic. And we'll get back to that irony in just a second. So you got past the weirdness.
Well, actually, I didn't get past the weirdness. I just let her do it. So it was kind of like, why not? Okay, go ahead, Dane, let's have fun. And she hooked me up with this online account thing and showed me how to do it. And things led to other things. I mean, basically, though, in the mortgage business, it's a very small world. It's very tight-knit. So if you're doing that all day, then you end up going out with those same people. I wanted to get outside of those circles because they can be very tiny.
Well, you had been dating someone that you used to work with.
Yes, I had been dating someone that I used to work with.
He's the one with the potato chip quirk.
Yes, that would be him.
And of course, we're making reference to a blog entry that Ponzi had recently made about this idiosyncrasy of an ex-boyfriend, which is not that much of an idiosyncrasy. I think it's very valid. I don't think it's weird at all.
I mean, no, it's not weird. It's just a matter of being exceptionally clean.
Yes. Basically, if there's a bag of potato chips or some kind of snack food on the desk and you want to have something in there, you have to pour it out. You can't reach in there yourself to grab one. Otherwise, the whole bag of the potato chips is contaminated.
Contaminated. Not just contaminated.
You know, like I said.
Contaminated. It has to be that way.
I understand. I think it's completely valid, you know, to say and do. I don't know if I would necessarily go that far. But so you'd done your profile. How did you set it up initially?
How did I set it up? I didn't really set it. I think Dana set it up for me.
So she wrote what
she
you wanted to say?
She asked me what my name would be, and so we put Circle Perfect because of two reasons. One, I wanted to get out of my circles that I was constantly in, and my latest infatuation band-wise was with a perfect circle, so which comes from another friend of mine, Janet, who was into the hard rock kind of thing. I'm not really into that, but she kind of introduced that music to me.
But you still listen to, every once in a while you listen to Tool, you still have Perfect Circle CDs.
I do, and that's what I'm saying. I'm referencing that all comes from Jan, my friend Janet.
Okay, so you set it up, you've got your handle, you've got a profile of sorts, then what? You just turn it on and just sat back and watched all the men pour in?
Well, it's kind of interesting, but yeah, online dating is geared more towards women. Because if you really want a date, you can get one. Whenever a woman signs up with any kind of profile, you get inundated with a lot of email. Whereas I think it doesn't really work out that way with men. Am I wrong? Did you get inundated with email?
I got tons. I mean, I had to filter through. I had at least probably five in the month that I was doing it. They were just why? How many do you have?
You're typical. You're typical. In the beginning, it was slow. In the beginning, it was like 10 or so, and so I felt the need
to
email.
10 in what time span?
Like a day. The first day, you get like 10 or so. And then, I thought, oh, okay, so I'll get 10 offers, and then I'll pick from these who I want to go out with.
What kind of pictures did you post?
Well, I didn't do the glamour shot thing because I didn't think that that was cool. I hated that.
It's not.
You know what I mean? When you get the glamour shot and then you meet somebody, you're automatically going to be let down because that's not what the person looks like. It's like looking at, you know, a photo from a magazine and then the person shows up at 8 a.m. without their coffee. It's just not realistic. So I went the opposite way. I posted a picture that I didn't particularly like of myself that I just thought, it's okay picture. It's just me hanging out with my mom in New York. And if that one, you know, if the person likes that picture, then they'll definitely like me in person when I'm smiling and happy and being cute.
Okay, so you've got some very basic pictures, looking frumpy with your mom.
Not frumpy. I wouldn't say frumpy, but maybe.
Then what
frumpy?
Happens?
Frumpy? So, yeah,
no.
Frumpy?
No. I'll get back to that.
You answered on that picture, dude.
I'll get back to that in a second. Now, don't get ahead of yourself. So you had 10 emails to go through in this first day. What
right.
is a girl to do?
It's no big deal. I just looked at the pictures.
So you looked at the pictures of the guys?
Why are you looking at me and making weird faces and pointing at my
Ponzi,
headset?
Okay, first of all, you have to understand, you don't have to explain every single action that I do, because people can't see. We don't have the webcam hooked up right now.
Right, but I'm new to all this, so
I know, but when you bang your head against the chair, it makes a sound on the microphone.
Okay, people, so when sorry I stretched.
No, when I do this and say, watch out for the mic, without actually saying it so that people can hear.
Well, if you don't
that's
say
I mean.
It and you make funny
Ponzi.
Gestures,
okay.
I have no idea what
it's like
you're
kicking
about.
Someone under the table.
Oh, okay.
Instead of saying, why'd you kick me under the table? You just know that you had done something that just be cognizant of doing.
Okay, notice people, this is where he's from this line of work and I am not. This would kind of be like the opposite would be when we're in a public situation and there's a stinky person on the plane and
wait,
sitting in the middle and I look at him with the eyes that are like, oh my God.
That's completely different.
The eyes with the deer stuck in the headlight eyes kind of thing.
That's completely different.
Right.
But...
And then you look at me and say, what? And then I look at you with even bigger eyes like, don't call me out on what, because he's going to know. The guy next to me would have known if I would have went, oh, it's kind of smelly here.
Okay, so we get on this plane, and Ponzi's sitting in the middle seat, I'm sitting on the aisle, and another guy creeps into the last second, sits in the window.
He's obviously a tennis player, because the only thing he has with him is a racket that he sticks under his seat.
And apparently he stinks.
Oh,
which,
he just came from a match.
Right, but I couldn't smell, I can't smell anything. So Ponzi had been, I think we'd been probably fighting, go figure, at some point that day, and... Then she's looking down at her book, and she looks at me with these just glaring eyes.
It was the, oh my God, I have to sit 2.5 hours beside stinky guy look.
No, but it wasn't
that's
that.
What it was.
It wasn't that look. No, babe, what the look was, what it actually was like, I'm mad at you for something you just said. And I'm like, I didn't even say anything, and you're getting mad at me.
It was
so,
not. It
so
was
of
a
course
glare.
My first,
you know the glare, people.
No, yeah, but
when
my first reaction.
All women understand
wait,
what I'm doing.
Right.
Okay,
but
I look
my,
at
no,
the
no,
guy
no, no,
I'm
no,
with,
no.
And
you
I'm
have,
like, with
no,
saucer eyes, like, oh my God.
And of course, when a woman looks at you this way, the first thing that goes through your mind is like, what the hell did I just say? And
not,
if you didn't say anything,
no,
then you.
Let's go back. Let's move back a little bit. Nobody's
take it in context, Ponzi. In context.
Oh, I'm going to tell
you. Had been mad at me through the, like, I know you must have been. Either that or I'm like,
mad
well,
at you. No, I glanced at him and then I glanced at you with the giant saucer eyes.
No,
that
but,
means this guy has got issues, some kind of issue because, and I'm
yes,
sitting beside
yes, but usually
him.
The person who has the
him.
Issue that you're pointing out, it's me. So when you glare at me with those eyes and you're just like, and of course my first reaction is going to be what?
Are we the only ones with this problem?
So
please,
now,
somebody email. Tell me I'm not alone here.
When we get on a plane, the conversation that we have when someone sits next to us in some kind or some type of person, the first thing I ask is,
are
so are we playing
tennis
later? And of course, if her answer is no, then I know she's fine.
If I say yes,
yes,
that means we switch seats because I am not sitting beside stinky tennis people.
So if you ever hear us talking about tennis anywhere near you, the only reason we'd be saying this is because it stinks. Okay, so anyway, back
so
to the story.
Now you gave it away, and now we have to find a new
no, we don't.
Plan.
No, we don't.
Okay,
no anyways. One's ever going to meet us. So
whatever.
So get back to the whole 10 emails. You figure you got all the guys in the world to choose from. You'd look at their pictures.
No, that wasn't – okay, when it was 10, it was fine. When you have 10 to choose from, it's kind of okay. But
okay.
See, once people find your profile, because I guess they start sending – I don't know how Match does it, actually.
Well,
like
they can
know.
Promote it in different ways.
Well,
so they can...
I think mine got promoted somehow. So when it got promoted, then I had, like, hundreds of emails. So the first 10, I'm all nice. You know, I write back every single thing. Like if they wrote a paragraph, I wrote a paragraph back. If they wrote a page, then I wrote a page back. But basically I was like, not for me. Not for me. You know, whatever. But then when you get like 100 emails, let's just go with 100. When you get 100, you're like, I can't answer all these because it starts to become work and it's not fun anymore. So I stopped really answering and I started looking for what I wanted online.
Which was?
Well, I thought I knew because, see, they give you all these questions and they say, would you like, if you could live anywhere, would you like to have a house in this, a loft in the city, a shack by the beach, in the mountains, or something else? I forget what the options are. So here I am. I didn't realize I was narrowing down my list. I'm answering all these questions. And do you want blue eyes, green eyes, brown eyes in the person that you're with? These are stupid questions. But I went along with it. I went ahead and answered all the questions thinking I'm doing the right thing. It wasn't the right thing because I went on lots of dates, didn't find the person that I wanted. I only found you after.
No, wait. We got to talk about. No.
I don't want to go through all the dates.
Yeah, but you're jumping way far ahead of yourself here. We have to talk about everything that you went through before. Yeah, that's it. It makes total sense. So the first guy you really kind of connected with, how did that experience happen?
I can't remember. I literally went on a bunch of dates.
Yeah, but the first one, you invested a lot of time.
The first one, I emailed back and forth for like, I don't know, months. Like 2 months, we emailed back and forth because I was afraid that, you know, I'm going to meet somebody online and it's all weird and all the little things women tell each other, like, oh my God, can you believe she went on an internet date? Okay, so you hear this in the office and you think, I'm not going to be one of those weirder girls, right? I'm going to really get to know this person first, and then I'll go meet him.
Yeah, but you got to understand, I work at home, so if I hear weird stuff around the office, it's in my head.
Okay, well, I didn't. I used to work at Ditech. There was like 200 women there, and this is the kind of things that you stay away from, right?
So you ultimately met this guy who you emailed back and forth for 2 months in, like, Flopville or what?
Just absolutely no chemistry at all. And then I was thinking to myself, oh my God, I just wasted all this time on this one person and for nothing. Right? So then I thought, okay, if I'm really going to do the internet thing, I have to be smart about this and I have to change my tactics. So then I thought, all right, I'll email and then I'm going to go ahead and move to the phone quickly because I don't want to waste time. I don't want to waste this person's time. I don't want to waste my time. So the new method was to talk for like a month, which still wasted time. Moving on, went to find them online, talk for, I think it was 2 or 3 days, and then go meet. Set up a meeting by like the second or third conversation. If there was any kind of chemistry, you know, on the phone, then fine. We'll meet, and if we meet, there's chemistry, cool. If not, I'll be nice, but very to the point, and walk away and let it go. I mean, I had a couple people that were angry.
You
they
mean
really
like
get angry.
The Italian guy who just wouldn't stop calling?
Oh, my God. There was that guy. The one who called me Bella. This guy was directly from Italy. I think you even had to tell him to leave me alone, and still, what was his name?
I didn't tell him to leave me or leave you alone.
No, you answered the phone.
I may have answered the phone, but...
And said, this is your new boyfriend or something like that, which is basically telling him to leave me alone. All I remember is I always got all these messages from him on my cell phone, and at the end he would say, ciao, Bella. I thought that was cute. That was it. That was the only part that I thought was cute about him.
And then you had that one guy who wanted to fly you to Aruba.
Yes, there was that guy, yeah. Mm-hmm. That kind of squished it right there because we hadn't known each other very long. And when he said, do you want to go to Jamaica? It was kind of like, oh, I know what you mean by that. And no, not really. Thanks.
What does he mean by that?
What does he mean by that? Oh, I'm sure he wasn't going to get two separate rooms for us with two separate beds.
Nah, you don't know that. He may have been a very nice Jamaican lover.
Maybe, but not for me.
Okay.
So I guess the only one that I really liked, let's see, who did I really like from that dating thing? I liked the pilot guy. He was before you.
Yeah, he was actually during me.
He wasn't during you. I actually split up with him the night that I met you because he stood me up. He was actually nice. I mean, he was the pilot for United, blah, blah, blah. Left that and went on to, like, being a personal pilot for someone. Showed me the planes. He was kind of obsessed with his work. I don't know how I attract these types.
Yeah,
I said, but anyways.
As opposed to anybody else we might know.
He was nice. But he just had a different kind of lifestyle. He was into sports and sailing. I remember sailing with him and his friends, and I thought, sailing is just nice and quiet and slow, and if I were going to go out on the water, it would be in a speedboat. So that's kind of the difference in all of our different aspects of our personality. I suppose we were opposites. Mm-hmm. But he was interesting, and he was fun, and he was educated, and he was at least, you know, on the same wavelength as me. So he was probably the one I dated the longest.
Okay.
Before you.
So now we're up to speed. It comes down to the night that we meet. What happened?
The night that we meet, I went to go to see Yamato, which is a Japanese taiko drumming, I don't know what you call them,
group.
Group. There you go. So I went to the Orange County Performing Arts Center alone because he didn't show up. And I even called my ex-boyfriend and asked him to go. He didn't go. So I ended up alone at this taiko drumming show, all dressed up and cute and alone. And I thought, this is bullshit. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm done with the dating thing, blah, blah, blah. You know how you get. Came home and I said, all right, one last try, but I'm going to do it different. Instead of emailing the ones that email me, I'm going to go find somebody. And I'm not going to go the general route. So I went online, and there's this thing that says, this button that you can push that says, who's online now? And lo and behold, who was there?
I don't know who was there. You tell me. Because remember, a few minutes ago, you made reference of people who get online late at night and are on these dating sites.
Right.
So
I've become one of those.
Who was there?
Wacky Pixel. So I'm like scrolling through, because what you can do is like you can pull up pictures and like a sentence from what they have to say. So I'm scrolling through, and there's this guy getting his hair dyed.
No, that wasn't me. You told
that was you.
Did I have the hair dye picture up?
It's you sitting in a chair with somebody putting hair dye on you. I would have completely just flipped on by, and I thought, why the heck did this guy put this picture here? And so I click on you, and...
because it was different, that's why.
I clicked on you because it was cute. I'm like, what the heck is that? And then I read about you from your computer standpoint of you. I was like, what? Okay.
Can you explain that to the audience who may not understand?
I don't actually have it. You have it somewhere,
don't
you?
I can't find it.
It was really interesting. Instead of you saying, oh, I like to go for long walks on the beach and to the movies and out to dinner and blah, 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 like everyone else does on the online dating thing, you posted an article because you're a writer. I'm sure this has had part of it, had something to do with part of it, right? In the standpoint of your computer. So your computer was talking about this guy. Who is you? His owner. And it was cute.
I think it started out, hi, I'm Chris's computer. He doesn't know I'm doing this right now. He's out drinking coffee or out going to get a cup of coffee. This is what he likes. This is what he doesn't like. So on and so forth. Oh, he's coming back. Don't tell him I said anything. Okay, bye. Oh, I said, wait, send him... What? At what part of my profile did I say, send me 5 words?
It was at the very end, because you said, if you've gotten this far, I'm going to ask you to do one more thing. And it was the very end. So that means I had to read through all this crap. It was pages. It was long, right?
It
was
pages. They don't allow you to elucidate at any length.
It was longer than a regular profile, okay? But it was interesting, so it was okay that it was long. And don't roll your eyes. They can't tell when you're rolling your eyes.
I'm not rolling my eyes.
You were.
I'm looking at the screen.
You're so busted.
I'm looking at the screen in a very indirect way.
Like, right, around the room.
That's right. I needed to check the ceiling first.
And
it's fine.
And at the end, you asked for 5 words. Send me 5 words, and I'll put them into... What did you say?
I didn't
send
say
me
what
five
I would
words.
Do.
You did.
No, I don't think I told you what I'd do.
I think you did. No?
I don't think so. It wouldn't have been as neat if I told you what I was going to do with them. Because you sent me...
I sent you 5 words, but one of them was a trick word to see how you would use it.
Yeah, it was either agape or agape.
Agape.
Well, agape. Agape. And, of course, I used agape.
Of course.
Oh, it's a trick question. Ooh, a trick
word.
Wasn't
a trick question. I just wanted to see how you thought.
How does knowing the difference? I don't even know the difference between the two.
Well, you're a writer. You're an English major.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm going to know. I'm not going to know every particular. I'm an English major. That doesn't mean I've studied the dictionary and every derivation of a word.
Right. Agape is. It can be agape or agape, and agape is a certain kind of love. There are different kinds of love. There is a forever love, which is soul to soul love, which is agape. There's the love of eros, which is a sexual, an attraction kind of love.
But which, that was the first email you said something about Wonder Twins, in that you referenced that in the subject line.
Oh, no, that wasn't in the beginning, because I didn't know.
Yeah, it
know,
was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I made a reference to Wonder Twins, because I was looking for my soulmate, and I thought it was cute, and I was like, Wonder Twins, activate.
Yeah, but you got mad, because you sent the email, and I must have been talking to some other girl. You sent the email, and this is like late on a, what, Saturday night?
Was it?
It was late at night.
You know, it was a Friday night.
And I didn't respond to it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, I was inundated with many emails from women.
Right. You were talking to some teacher or something, weren't you?
Yeah, it must have been at the time. But the thing that...
Where was the teacher from? What grade was she? What grade did she teach?
I think she was a... I think she was high school. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure she was a high school teacher. But what would have kept that relationship from blossoming?
She knew about your tech TV
she knew
career.
About, yeah, she knew about my former life. So that kept me right away from... I mean, she would have made a great friend, I'm sure, but she knew who I was, and that was, like, kind of taboo for me. I could not
knew
date.
Who you were. See, that was the thing that actually turned me off
no,
about
but,
you
No, but, no, wait, no, wait, explain.
I was like,
no,
what
no, no,
the
no,
wait, heck?
No.
Who the hell
I,
is this
wait,
guy
wait, wait, wait. I responded. I responded to your email. I said
People,
the blah, 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 blah.
What
wait,
would you... What would,
stop.
No,
wait,
no.
Wait, wait.
I want all
to,
women to stop
I'm not to
pause.
That point. I'm not
all
to that point yet.
Fine, fine. Take over, arrogant one. Go ahead.
If we rewound this tape, you would notice that you're speaking more than I am.
Go, go, go.
Can I finish?
Tell it.
Can I finish?
Tell it.
Okay, I'm finished. So, I responded to the email, and you were mad because I didn't respond right away. But I responded, then you got back to me, and you got back to me, I think, early Monday morning, because you were on your way to work, because you wrote something along the lines of, wow, it's such a great email, I just want to respond, but I don't have time, I got to go to work, this, that, and the other thing. And so... You didn't have time to respond at length, but that night, it must have been a Monday night, you did, we got on IM, I think I sent you my IM handle.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were IMing back and forth. It must have been on, AOL, Instant Messenger, or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going back and forth, and I asked you the question, do you know who I am? And I didn't mean that. Now I didn't mean that. Don't
okay,
you? Wait!
Woman,
stop.
Any
that's there's
woman
a difference.
Who hears that is going to be like,
Ponzi.
Oh my
right,
god!
Right, but there's a difference
who
between
does this guy. Think
no,
he
but there's
is.
A difference between do you know who I am or don't you know who I am?
No.
Yes,
yeah,
there is.
Yeah. It's
there's
all
a massive
about
difference.
The tone.
Okay,
they've already heard it.
There is
they've
no tone.
Already heard.
There is
the
okay, Ponzi. This
do
is
you
I am.
Know
there
who
is
I am?
No. There is no tone in I am. That's the way you heard it. That's the way you read it. That's not the way I meant it. Obviously.
Oh my god.
Now, of course, your answer was no. And I said, okay.
No, I said, no, should I? I remember what my answer would be, because it would be the same if someone asked me that right now.
Well, I'm...
No, should
what,
I?
Well, didn't I send you the Rent My Chest link right away?
Well, that was funny. That's funny. That was the funny part. That was the one that got me rolling. You're right. Because I'll never forget, there was this guy who kept emailing me pictures of his buffed out chest, right, with oil on it and everything, as if he's like Mr. America or whatever. I don't know. Arnold Schwarzenegger or something. And I think I made the joke of something like, as long as you don't send me any pictures of your chest.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was like, because we were talking about our nightmares, yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Online dating's been a nightmare for me so far. I even have this guy who sends me pictures of his oiled-up chest.
Oh, God.
And you were
that
all
was
like,
the segue. That was the segue.
Yeah, that's kind of where you got me, because you were all like, oh, really? Well,
as luck would have
chest,
it, yeah.
And then you sent me that, and so then I laughed, and it was cute. Yeah, yeah, you were cute right from the beginning.
And then I think I sent you, no, I said, I sent you a link somehow, because I turned on my webcam. I turned on, and you could stream it through your web browser.
Yeah, that was kind of cool, because usually the guys always say, send a picture of you, and they're disgusting, right? You know, and so instead you were more open and you're like, hey, I have a webcam. Do you want me to send you? And you were open about showing yourself to me
right.
before asking for pictures of me. And that
right.
made a big difference to me too. So of course, you know, my mom was watching.
I did not know until she. I think you were asking more questions about the chest or whatever.
She was telling me, because I was like, oh, whatever, there's another guy, right?
Right.
And because my mom was staying with me at the time. And so she comes into the room and she's like, are you doing that online stuff again? And I was like, yeah, look, I have this one guy up on the video here. And she's like, what? And so we were both messing with you.
But she said I look like Groucho Marx. And then you type that.
She did.
And then I grabbed the marker and I painted a black mustache on me and thickened my eyebrows.
Yeah, you were cute. You were funny and you made her laugh and she made me laugh. And then I thought, okay, let's meet this one. Let's see if there's any chemistry there.
Well, we kept typing and you kept asking questions. I'm like, this is stupid. Should we just talk on the phone? And then we escalated. I think I let you call me. I can't remember which one it was, but I wanted to respect your privacy.
I wouldn't have given my phone number to you, so you must have given your phone number to me.
Yeah.
Which was very nice. That was another,
I wouldn't have, because I know that's like
you know it
privacy,
wasn't
right, right.
That's nice.
So, you know, that way you could block the number or whatever.
Take note, guys.
So.
That was very nice.
Well, it's a smart thing to do in a situation where you don't want to seem like you're overzealous. So.
You want to be a gentleman.
So. Right. So, and I would have done that in any kind of situation. So, we started talking, and we talked for a while. You told me to turn out all the lights.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I could definitely tell you were a geek, and you were a...
Oh, I never talk on the phone in front of my computer.
Yes, you
do.
Did, because you had the webcam up, babe.
Oh, with
I know
the webcam?
You were.
Yeah,
okay,
so
I know.
How am I
going to
type from the computer? No, time out. Ponzi, when have you ever... I get on the phone here, when I get on the phone, how often am I in front of my computer when I'm on the phone? How often?
Not very, because
exactly.
You've learned.
No.
You've learned not to.
Stop. That's not
true.
Something you taught me. That's something I knew long before
we
met.
You were sitting in front of the computer because you couldn't have been sitting in front of the webcam.
Ponzi,
remember you getting
when
it.
I type to somebody, I have to sit in front of the computer. It's the function of the keyboard.
I know.
When I'm on the phone, I'm never in front of the computer. So I walked into the bedroom. You say, can you turn off the light? All right, fine. So I turn off the light. I'm like, what kind of freakazoid is this?
You thought it was a freakazoid?
I couldn't figure out why you wanted me to turn off the lights.
Because you're distracting. Everything.
I'm distracting or distracted?
Distracted.
With what? The ceiling?
With anything. I mean, you can obviously concentrate better if all the lights are out and you're only focusing on the voice of the person that you're talking to.
Right, certainly. And I'm not disagreeing with that, but...
So basically, I probably just put you in the same position I was in. If I was at home, I'd probably been in the bed laying there talking.
Exactly.
Right,
I would have been in that position. It's just I remember you say, can you turn out the lights?
Before going to bed.
I'm thinking, this is kind of kinky. I don't know what the hell she's going to do here.
No, see, that's a typical male. Why would you automatically think that was kinky?
Okay, let me think about this. We're talking on the phone for the first time. Can you turn out the lights? I'm like, okay.
No.
So I had no idea the hell you were going to do.
It did not just come up like that. I wouldn't have just said, can you turn off the lights? No. It did not come up that way.
Okay, then how did it come up then, if you remember?
I don't remember.
Oh, exactly. So I have a better memory of saying this than you do.
Don't remember,
We've
but I know I would just ask someone, turn off the lights.
All right, so we're talking apparently in the dark. We talk for a while, and then you just want to get together. You're ready to... done.
Because I was done by this point of wasting my time with people. Either it was going to happen or it wasn't, and I was going to move on. I was trying to be proactive about the whole dating online kind of thing.
So I asked for suggestions. I said, well, where? And then you said a coffee house.
Yeah, where did we meet? We met in Costa Mesa.
But I can't remember the coffee house's name.
Over Costa Mesa, California, which was, what was the name of that? It was over at the Urban Mall. I can't remember the name of it. It's right by the Cuban restaurant. Oh, well, I'm at a loss.
So we went there. Well, I drove there. You were late.
I'm always late.
So I learned.
I'm always late.
All the way up to last night when you need to get your hair cut.
I'm about 15 minutes late.
Okay,
I'm actually getting a lot better about that.
Well, I forgave you your punctuality because you forgave me my mistake, my big mistake on the date.
Oh my God, which is every geek's major mistake,
right.
People. Okay, let's give
okay,
all
every,
the geeks...
Every girl's major mistake is being late. You weren't fashionably late, you were late, but you did call.
No, I wasn't really late. I think it was a work night,
15
too.
Minutes. Yeah, I know. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, you're late, I'm never going
to... I think up to 15 minutes is acceptable.
But I had
anything over 15 minutes is unacceptable.
Well,
and you have to call.
I disagree. I think 5 minutes is acceptable.
Oh,
anything
boy.
Beyond that is just, it's late, it's mistimed. So, I'd gotten you a book, because you had talked about maybe wanting to be a writer at some point, and I got you a book on small hardcover... like, how to be a writer. Or like writing things or like getting thoughts out and writing?
Actually, it was very cute that because everything that we had talked about in our conversation, you remembered and applied, which was...
And applied. See, this is...
That's the key.
It's not just knowledge.
No.
It's wisdom.
It's the application of the knowledge. And it was, okay, what did we talk about? Because you'd asked me direct questions about what I liked and didn't like about the dates that I had been on. And one of the big things that I did not like was... Whenever you go in, whenever a woman goes into a bar scene or a room, the guys that come to her are eight times out of ten are not the men that she wants to come up to her. She would much rather talk to the guy in the corner who's the regular nice guy but too timid to come up to her. Usually it's the players and the dogs that are willing to come up to you and
say,
hey.
Which is why they get all the women.
Blah, 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 blah. Right. So I didn't actually realize that until I'd went home to North Carolina and I talked to one of my cousins. My cousin's such a sweet guy, regular guy, nice guy. And if I were going to pick a man, I'd pick one like him. And I'm like, Michael, why do I keep getting all these jerks? And he's like, well, who have you asked out? And I laughed and I was like, I haven't asked out anybody. And he's like, well, that's your problem. He said, you need to figure out what you want and then go ask the guy out who, you know, fits that criteria. So when you and I talked, I had figured that out by that point. And I had said that I gave you that scenario. I just said I wasn't going to go out with the guys that asked me out. I was going to pick the guy that I wanted. And usually it was the guy in the corner who had his head in a book or his face in a computer. And
story
so
of my life,
when I came,
minus the book.
So when I came to the coffee shop, where were you? You were sitting in the corner with the book. And you didn't bring me flowers because I said the flowers, I didn't understand why guys always bring flowers to dates because
they die. And
personally,
neither do I. Yeah, I know.
Because
neither
they die and or the girl has to walk around with the flower all night.
Exactly.
Which is kind of stupid.
So, I agree. That's one point we did agree on. We saw eye to eye on that one.
Yeah. So you didn't bring me flowers, you brought me a book.
And I wouldn't, by the way, I wouldn't have brought you flowers. Regardless of you saying that.
Right.
It's not in my character. I'd rather bring flowers like on random occasions rather than preset. This.
Right, which is better. I mean, sometimes presets.
That's a surprise.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's.
I mean, it's nice to get flowers
on
your birthday.
But random times too. It's like, oh, well, that's nice.
Definitely.
Okay. So you show up late, and I'm sitting there reading the book that I'm going to give you here because you say you like books, and dear God, when you said you like books, I had no freaking idea. Seriously had no. You are a book hoarder.
I am a book whore.
Hoarder.
Okay.
You hoard books.
Either or.
You can't let them go.
No. No, because each one has sentimental value. I've
How
learned something from each book.
How can a book have sentiment? No,
because
but
I had a certain feeling or a certain epiphany. Epiphany.
Epiphany.
Epiphany?
Epiphany.
No. You know what I'm saying. I have
no idea.
You don't?
I've had emotions tied to a book, but I've never had an emotional attachment with a book. The book is just a book to me. Unless it was something that, like, I grew up with, like, the actual book, the physical book of what I, you know, of a nostalgic time.
Mm-hmm.
Anything past, like, being young is not that, yeah, I'm not attached to any of those books.
Well, I'm learning to detach myself from things. But, you know, as a child, those are the things that were most important to me, the ones that brought me knowledge and took me out of or above two places that I wanted to be.
You just lived under a reading rainbow.
Something like that, yeah. Okay. I think it was all those frickin' SRAs I did in third grade.
With the lame colors and the...
Yes, and I just had to get to the
grade levels.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think I made it through.
Oh, I was one of those kids that just did them like candy. I was like, I have to get through them. I have to be number one.
Wait a minute.
I have to finish before
anybody
else.
With all that reading that you did, what I don't understand is you still have not mastered the placement of a comma.
No.
You've probably done more reading than I have.
Issues. I really do have comma issues.
No, seriously, you've done more reading than I have. I'm an English major, but I can tell you read a hell of a lot more than I do.
I love to read because it takes me away. It takes me to where I want to be.
But, okay, what I don't understand, see, I read for comprehension, but I also read for function.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick up by example, and that's how I became a writer.
I became immersed. I don't look at the words. I see past the words.
And I think that's why you have
visions and visuals of what I'm... reading.
So if you ever get an email from Ponzi, it's just like one long run-on sentence with absolutely no punctuation.
Right. So don't look at my punctuation and don't look at my spelling.
We need to put that in the signature. Ignore my punctuation, please.
I need to put a disclaimer up? Okay.
Like they do, like, don't pass this on to anybody who's not legally obliged to see it.
Something like that, yeah.
So I was reading the book. You walk in late And so what was the first thing that ran through your head when you saw me?
The first thing that ran through my head when I saw you was,
oh my God, is it too late to back out? Hi, I'm Ponzi's sister.
No, I thought, he's a geek, but he's sweet.
How the hell can you say I'm sweet? I mean, you've only seen me online and interacting and playing with a webcam and drawing pictures on my face.
I'm one of those people that does an initial assessment. I can look in...
A risk assessment, basically. An
initial assessment. Everyone does it. I mean, everyone does it. You have your blink moment. If anyone's read that book, then you know what I'm talking about. It's the one moment where you look at somebody and you size them up and you get a feel for them or a certain vibe from that person. And I just could tell your vibe from your mannerisms and how you held your...
My vibe. Was I gassy?
Not then. Now? That's another conversation.
It's like a little game that I like to play with Ponzi.
It's disgusting.
Guess
game.
When and where I did it. All right,
oh,
so
God.
You see me, you give me a blink, and then I ask you if you want to get something to drink. So we
right.
walk up to the counter. And I
he scored one brownie point for being cute.
Right.
Second brownie point for having the book.
Right.
And then we go, third brownie point that I didn't realize he was getting, even though he got it, was that where he was sitting and what he was doing when I met him. So that was just from his comprehension of our conversation, which was sitting in the corner, not hitting on any girls, not trying to be too cool.
I may do stupid things at times,
regular.
But I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
Which you've gotten mad at me for saying over these months.
Because
years.
I don't understand why you would say that, because I've never, ever made a reference of you being stupid.
Yeah, but if I say I'm not stupid, that means I have a comprehension of what's going on. And if somebody points out something to me that seems to be a little out of place, yes, I know, I've already thought of it. I'm not stupid.
Oh, that's what that whole sentence means.
When I say I'm not stupid, means I have thought about it well enough to know my position in this.
Okay.
So... We walk up to the counter.
Okay.
We walk up to the counter, and that's where I am stupid because I open my wallet and I have Did I have cash and they
you
couldn't take it?
You had zero cash.
Oh, I had no cash.
Chris, you had zero cash.
Well, that's not my fault.
We're on a date, We're on the first date. Well, we're not even a date. It's a meet.
Who doesn't take credit cards? Who doesn't take credit cards?
Who
this
goes to a
little...
house to have coffee? A coffee house to have coffee, and everyone knows coffee is about between $2 and $5.
Oh yeah, the coffee that you buy. No.
Between
coffee that you buy,
bucks.
No, I've got to use a credit card for you.
Between $2 and $5,
Miss Grande Ice Latte, triple pump vanilla,
get it right.
Whipped cream.
Get it right. If you're going to say it, get it right. But anyways, you didn't have $10 in cash on you.
I didn't have any cash.
Okay. This is a geek problem. This needs to be addressed for all the other geeks that are trying to get dates. Why is it that geeks don't ever carry cash?
I had to ask you.
Have you ever been
card.
To dinner? Have you ever been to dinner with geeks?
For, no, we'd ask
we
for
all
a PayPal
sit around
address.
And look at each other and say, can we pay with credit card?
Just PayPal me.
Oh, God.
Just PayPal it. Why can't you PayPal at restaurants? That's my question.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
So I say, I'm out of cash. It's sheepishly. I say, do you have any cash?
Of course I do, because I would never go anywhere without cash.
And she whips it out. Just
yep.
And so then we get, you get.
Strike one.
Right. Did you get coffee? We both got coffee, I think.
We both got coffee.
Yeah, you would have loaded yours up with cream and sugar, more sugar than coffee. And I would
like
just
a little coffee
cream.
With my cream and sugar, yes. Anyone who knows me knows that.
And then I think we sat down inside, but it was a little hot. So then we went out. We went out on the patio.
We did. We went outside.
And then the thing I remember most is I can't even remember what we talked. I can't honestly remember what we talked about. I can't.
I can't either.
It was basics, I think I was asking background or information.
Yeah, you were from Iowa.
Yeah.
That you're right. About Lacronome a little bit. Still didn't understand.
No
took
one,
me months
I know.
Before I understood
exactly.
what Lacronome was.
But it's so unwieldy. Now you know why it's so hard to describe exactly what I do.
I do.
Because there's no, I'm a loan processor. I mean, it's not as simple as this is the definitive term.
All right.
So I remember what you were wearing. The Cat in the Hat shirt.
That is so funny because here's another thing that I used to do. I used to take all this time to get ready for these first dates, right? I mean, makeup, hair. This is when my hair was long, so I took 45 minutes on the hair, make sure the makeup's just right, and this just cute outfit, blah, blah, blah. So on this this particular day, I thought, you know what? Screw this. I'm not even going to do that.
This guy's a geek. He doesn't care.
No, I didn't realize that at the time. But I said, no, this is probably not going to work. It's going to be another, you know, failed meeting, whatever. We're not going to have chemistry, blah, blah, blah. So I'm just going to wear jeans and my stupid, silly Dr. Seuss Cat in the Hat shirt.
I had to drive to you. I had to drive like an hour to get to you.
Of course, because I wasn't going to do anything anymore with the online thing. This was just like a spur of the moment thing. So I was like, okay, I'm going to meet this guy, but it's not going to work. I already know it's not going to work because I've done this about 20 times now. So I was like,
and by the way, this is my first time.
Yeah, that's what's so funny. I was Chris's first date. Aww.
You're my first, yeah, well.
Online date.
Yeah, first girlfriend to come from meeting somebody online.
Right.
No, I guess I can't say that.
Did you meet any other past like, girlfriends?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You we're, did?
Who? In college.
Melissa.
I'm trying to think of how many. I've dated so many Melissas.
I know.
Melissa's like that, a, yeah, that was an easy name to throw out. Yeah, because Melissa is a given.
It could have been one of four or something like that.
It's a given. Actually, I think I dated like all my Melissas. I got that out of my blood like in high school. I dated like four Melissas. It was horrible. I mean, like it got to the point where for a while there in college, I'd have to ask, is your name Melissa? No? Okay, I can move this further then. Yeah, it was horrible. No, I see her. Jenny, I think, was the first person I met online, and we were dating online before meeting. And I learned after that, I mean, we were seeing
how
each other.
How can you see each other well, online? That's just stupid.
It was just, we made a connection.
That doesn't make
no,
sense,
but we
though.
Made a connection. And it was just kind of like, that's fun. But then we met, it was like no chemistry at all.
All right,
like none. I was like, God, this is a mistake.
Yeah.
So after that, then I met Tammy, and they both went to the same university, Northwest Missouri State, and I'd have to drive five hours from UNI to Missouri to see Tammy. I met Tammy
that's
the
weekend.
That's
what I call love, people.
Yeah, that was, because she didn't have a car. She didn't have a car, but we were both studying, we were both kind of English, well, no, we were both ed majors, but I think she was, like, doing something with history. She was really interested in history, and I dated online long distance for about a year and a half, and just that was really the last long distance relationship I could handle. And then after that breakup, then I just like my life in college just like changed like instantly. Like I just didn't care anymore. Like because up until that point, I would be a typical geek in the sense that I hadn't been hurt enough to not care about some of the smaller things, and I wasn't so sure about myself. But after the relationship between Tammy and I dissolved in a very bad way, I said, forget it. And that's the first time I dyed my hair, got my ear pierced. I mean, it just totally went off the wall. Like,
oh, you did your
I don't care.
Sowing your wild oats thing.
Yeah, I guess that would be my sowing the wild oats thing.
Yeah.
And so just
was
didn't
Tammy
care. I actually
cheater?
Dated a lot. What?
Was Tammy the cheater? Was that what that
yeah,
one
she was
ended?
A cheater.
Yeah.
She was a
that,
cheater.
That broke your heart.
That hurt.
Yeah.
So
how old were you when that happened?
I was over 21.
Okay, good.
I was over 21. And, yeah, it was just that relationship was kind of doomed to failure. Mm-hmm. So we were both kind of intellectual to the point where sometimes we really couldn't see eye to eye on things and had difficulties of letting things go. Couldn't pick our battles. So I just didn't care about any what would happen. So I threw caution into the wind on everything that I did from that point. I mean, I said, well, fine, I'm just going to go, I'll student teach in San Antonio because it's different. It's something different, all right? I dared myself to do something that I otherwise would not be comfortable in doing. And so that's kind of,
cool.
That's the whole thing. So everything that I am today is based probably on the failure of that relationship. I mean, I can tell you that my life fundamentally changed because I said, well, I don't want to be caught in this situation again. And, of course, now I come across the opposite way, and sometimes I may come across so confident that it can be seen as detrimental.
Arrogant?
Arrogant. So it comes from...
That's Chris's head being blown up to the size of a 25-inch balloon. Shall I pop it?
Well, I hate to tell you,
Shall
but if my 25-inch balloon head wasn't the way it was, we would not be talking to each other. So
I'm just picking
but
up.
But no, I know. Obviously, you
okay,
know.
Okay. Picking, you know.
This is recording. So if you hadn't picked up on that by now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I noticed your Cat in the Hat shirt, and you were all unkempt, and your hair was sticking out the side. And
I wasn't. You make it sound like I just woke up, threw on a t-shirt, wrinkled, and left. It wasn't that bad, but I just didn't get dressed up and dolled up.
I remember noticing your butt. You got up to...
You told me that. You totally snuck a glance at my booty.
No, you put it in my face.
You stood up.
No.
I stood up and put my coffee cup in the cart.
Exactly. And that, I'm eye level with your butt. You stand up, and I'm like, oh, she didn't really have it. I mean, you had a butt, but it wasn't like, you know, big, and it wasn't small. It was just like right there.
What kind of answer is that? It wasn't big. It wasn't small. It was kind of right there.
Yeah.
Just how I want my butt explained.
Well,
awesome.
You're not, okay, no, wait. You're not Jenny Lopez. Is that fair?
Definitely not Jenny Lopez.
Okay. But it was like, you know, I noticed your butt.
In a good way.
If it was in a bad way, I would have turned the direction of that date real quick. So then I think we were talking, and I was, of course, my natural self, like, what?
You totally snuck a glance at my booty.
You put it in my face. What did you expect me to do?
Yes,
you did. Well, it's not like you were, like, lap dancing, you know, look at my butt.
Right, yeah, me in my Dr. Seuss shirt was trying to, like, give you a butt glance. Come on.
You stood up to put the coffee cup into the tray, the bus tray.
Right.
And your butt was right there, eye level. I'm telling you, you did that on purpose.
I did not do that on purpose. And why is it that every guy can somehow find some kind of sexual innuendo in stupid
Ponzi. Who said that was a sexual innuendo?
You're saying that I put my butt in your face for a reason, for you to look at it.
I was kidding.
Oh, God.
Honey, I'm trying to get a rise out of you, much like I do with your Aunt Panon.
It's working.
All right, so.
Does a rise mean an irritating?
Yes, to an extreme degree. Right. Okay. Okay.
Done.
So you sit down. I was like talking. My arms were flailing, of course, and you were smiling. And I think I asked, what did I ask you? I said, can I hold your hand?
Wait a minute. So now I understand why you asked to hold my hand. First, you look at my butt, and then I sit down, and then you decide,
now I want to hold her hand.
No, it was like completely unrelated there.
You just told on yourself.
No, I didn't. It was unrelated. I noticed your butt. You sat down. We're obviously having fun. There's a rapport. There's chemistry or whatever.
Why does this come out while we're recording and it didn't come out before now?
Oh, no. You knew beforehand.
I knew you glanced at my butt, but I didn't know it was right before you asked to hold my hand.
Well, we had a chemistry.
The chemistry was you liked the way my butt looked.
No, it was unrelated. Your butt looked nice, so it was like a benefit, you know?
Okay.
So, anyway, it's just like you dating me gets you unlimited tech support when I can give it. So
that's like a great perk. You're right.
So
even if you
then
have
I
to
ask
complain
you,
the whole time you give it, whatever.
So I ask you, I said, would I be too forward if I asked to hold your hand? What'd you think?
I smiled and I thought it was cute that you asked.
Well, what was I supposed to do? Just grab it like, you woman, me, man.
That's back to that 80% that I had been
exactly.
with before. We're all like that. So
right.
Yeah, I thought it was very sweet and sincere and innocent. And I said, sure. And I thought, well, we're going to find out right now on here if there's any chemistry.
Yeah, but that was weird. I mean, I've gone on a lot of first dates in my life, as I'm sure you have as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt a very strange connection with you.
I did, too. Our conversation just kind of meshed and just kind of...
It was intangible. I mean, it was an intangible, invisible thing that we...
It was a comfortable...
Yeah, like we'd known each other, seriously. I mean, I know that sounds very cliche, but it was like the stories that we were telling, it wasn't... We obviously had different backgrounds.
Completely different backgrounds.
Obviously had different baggage. Everybody has baggage.
Everybody has baggage.
And we don't obviously share all those things, especially when you first meet. But we felt a connection. We felt like an underlying, like a hum, you know, a connection.
For me, it was just a definite feeling of comfort.
Yeah, it was comfort.
Comfort is a big deal. I mean, you go on so many dates and you're never comfortable because you don't know these people. You don't feel like you know them. You don't have that.
But I think my gregarious nature... you know, allowed you to be more comfortable.
That's true. Because the more you were open, then it made me feel comfortable to be open. Because, you know, on a first date, all women are very cautious. I mean, it's just how it is. So you're so sweet and gentle and kind and understanding. And that makes a huge difference.
So,
and you didn't try to, like, sneak a arm around my waist or, you know, those are the little things that women hate. Or I do, I should say. I shouldn't say women in general. Some people like it. But for me, when I would go on a first date, if the guy tried to, like, touch me, that irritated me. But I had my space.
Wait a minute. So when I asked you to touch your hand.
Because you asked permission. There's a huge difference. Because then it gives me a choice. I could have said no.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
But see, if you're just walking with a guy and he just slips his hand to the small part of your back.
Right.
Or touches where your bra strap is. Ugh, there's nothing that irritates me more.
Don't touch me
unless I invite it.
I've never done that, though. I've never been as direct as I was that night because I felt that connection with you. I felt like we were, like, really getting along. Like, it was just like...
We were.
Everything was, like, in line. So I understand I would not normally come out and say that if I did not feel like, this is a good moment. I think I'm really feeling a connection with this person. I wouldn't have done that. I certainly wouldn't have done that. I'm pretty direct when it comes to my feelings. I think you know this. Like, if I'm feeling something, I have no problem in explaining, I'm feeling this right now.
Right.
Sometimes to an extreme degree.
Even if it's a burp.
I've got you burping now, though.
Go ahead. Do it. Do your burp.
I can't do it. I can't do a burp, dude.
I know. I can't do a fake one.
I'm not gassed up right now.
The one time. Oh, of course. Okay, that's disgusting.
Oh.
That's disgusting.
You got a little too much.
And I asked for it. Ugh. Now this is bad. Okay, anyways. Why did we just do that? Oh my god.
I don't know. You know what told me to burp.
You're gonna have to delete that.
You have to
cut that out.
I can't delete it.
You can cut that out.
I can't.
Find the timer,
right,
whatever
on,
you
hang
have
on,
to
hang
do.
Hang on, let me.
God.
Just give me a second. Okay, it's deleted.
You lie like a dog. I can tell by the look on your face.
You are right, sir.
You lie.
Okay, so we're holding hands and, you know, doing the caressing. Ah, lovey-feely, touchy, lovey-dovey.
There was no lovey-feely, touchy-lovey-dovey.
Yeah, it was.
Come
give
on.
Me your
you
hand.
Make it as if...
Give me your hand. I'll show you what we were doing.
You held my hand.
I know. I was like, yeah, but I was like, I wasn't just holding
you
it.
You
like...
caressed my hand.
Right, I was caressing it, right? So I was like, you know, holding it like this. And then I was hungry. And then I wanted to eat, but you wanted to go somewhere. Where was it?
We went to Jerry's Famous Deli in
no, but
Costa
no,
Mesa.
But where we were going to go somewhere else. You had originally planned on going somewhere else.
Did I?
Yeah. We were going to meet up for coffee, and I think you were going to decide whether or not it would be worth
to
go.
This is where I would have been like, oh, I already have dinner plans with my girlfriend. Da, da, da. Yeah.
Oh, so you already had an out clause.
Of course.
All right.
You have to.
See, I can easily just pick up my phone and go, oh, sorry, it's an important email. I got to go.
Well, I told you, let's meet for coffee because I have dinner with my girlfriend, so that way I know he could get away.
You did say that?
Yes.
Oh,
you
I can't
remember
that.
I just said, let's meet for coffee real quick because I think I have dinner. I think I said dinner with Dana or something like that. I use Dana quite a lot because she...
Yeah, what am I going to do? Fact check.
Right. Whatever.
So we go to the car, and I said, well, where are we going? And he said, let's go over to this one place. And you take me over to the place. You used to work by it.
Yes, Dietech is in Costa Mesa, and I used to work right beside this Jerry's Deli, and because the coffee shop was close by there, I was like, okay, let's go there. And...
Yeah, but you like this one place.
I like this spot, because there's an art, I don't know, landscape.
Well, it's like
exhibit.
A corporate art
it is.
Landscaping thing.
Yeah, and it's really neat. It has like a desert area, a forest area.
But it has big lights that beam up. Against the wall.
Yeah, and you can make funny shadows.
And so?
That are like 100 feet tall.
And that's what we did.
And we did. We went and had fun.
In fact, I had my camera phone with me, and we have pictures of our first date.
We do.
And then...
And then...
Then we walked over to the... What were you thinking? Yeah, but what were you thinking? Okay, so we do the shadow things. We're having fun. You're doing the... What did I do? I think I did the strong man, the big tall, and you took a picture, and then you did something where your hands are on your hips.
I did Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I noticed your pants had flare, too.
Yeah.
At the bottom. And I remember that. So we do that, and then you say, well, let's go up here. You led me. You set this up.
I did, because I knew that spot. It's so funny. There's a spot.
In the forest.
In
the enchanted forest.
Where it has giant trees. I mean, like, I don't know, 150-foot trees, I'd say. Are they that tall?
They were pretty big.
They were pretty tall. And they make an enclosed area, and there's a bench at the top, and it's like a nice little area to go with rolling grass so that you can feel like you're away from the corporate world and have lunch or just sit and talk or whatever. And so I led you there for the infamous first kiss.
Yeah, but you wanted that.
I did. I wanted to see if there was chemistry or not. If you couldn't kiss, that was it. Done.
Right.
Boom.
Right.
Gone.
Okay, so we walk up
Bye-bye.
There. We sit down, and I know. We just sit down right away, and her eyes are very telling.
Because I can't lie.
I know. Her face can't lie. So we sit down.
I got busted.
I'm like sitting down, and I'm noticing. She, like, goes from my eyes to my lips and then, like, kind of looks away or whatever. I'm like, uh-huh.
Busted.
Uh-huh. I said, I bet you I know what you want.
Well,
or something
I was thinking,
like that. What did
you were a little smart aleck about it because I was like, should I kiss him or no? Let's see. Should we find out tonight or should I give him another date? That's what I'm thinking in my head. Should I find out? Let's just do it. Let's just kiss him and see.
And then I think it said something along the lines of...
You busted me. You totally outed me.
Because I can read non-facial... I can read non-verbal expressions.
I didn't realize mine were just so
It was
telling.
Blatant, dude. You were, like, staring at my lips for, like, 4 seconds before you looked away.
I was deciding in my head.
You were deciding out loud.
I got busted.
Yeah, you totally got busted. I said, I bet you I know what you're thinking. Or I bet you... Was it something like, I bet you I know what you're thinking, or I bet you I know what... It must have been something like that.
No, I think
it was
you didn't say
it.
I don't think you said it. I think you looked at me and did the same thing. You didn't say it because you didn't make me feel embarrassed.
No, I said it.
If you would have said it, I would have felt embarrassed, I think.
No, but I said it in a way that it wouldn't have embarrassed you because I wouldn't have said, I know what you want. I wouldn't have been as forward as that.
That's what you just said.
It was something along those lines. Like, I bet you I can guess.
You were more tactful. You didn't make me feel tactful. Because if I were embarrassed, I wouldn't have kissed you.
Right, but then we kissed.
Yeah.
Okay, so how was it?
I don't know. It's only been a year and a half ago.
Exactly. So how was it?
I don't know.
Duh. She wanted another one. And then my phone fell.
There were sparks.
Right. There were sparks, obviously.
There were sparks.
But then my phone fell. But I didn't go... I didn't grab it.
You did.
No, I didn't. It fell to the ground.
Oh, I think I did.
Yeah. I was going to walk away, and you said, oh, your phone.
Okay, that right there tells me something. Must like the kiss, too, if you're going to walk away from your phone and all outside connection.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, and then we were holding hands, and I think then we go...
We went to eat.
No, we walked over and did another kiss in front of the lights.
Did we?
And then we went to eat, yeah. And then we went to eat to Jerry's Famous Deli. That was was that my first time? I think that was my first time at Jerry's Famous Deli. And then the menu was so huge. But I knew right then that... I could see the way Ponzi was, talking because I was still low carbing at the time. She was ordering like, well, you're probably gonna want this and this and this and this. And she was like, it was really neat how she was like picking out what I'd want. Like in terms of, well, you could get this, but then you'd have to do this, and we'll have to do this, and we'll have to do this. I'm like, wow, it wasn't forward. It was just like you were thinking of me, and it was just very nice. So
the application of the knowledge that you gave me.
Right.
Here we go again.
So. We ordered it was a brisket salad.
Oh, yeah, and I got sick.
Yeah, and then you excused yourself like halfway through. You hardly ate anything. You excused yourself. I didn't know what the hell was going on. Apparently you were getting sick. And
on meat.
Sorry. Yeah, well.
Which is a whole other conversation.
That's a completely different show. And then I remember, like, first, I don't know if I told you this that night. I don't think I told you this that night because it was kind of freaky. But... I saw, like, just a glimpse of, like, a future. Like, you were, like, all dolled up like a bride.
What?
Oh, no, dude. I know I've told you this.
Like, you told me the bride thing, but not the first date.
Yeah, it was the first date, babe. It was
really?
That first night. Sitting there at Jerry's feet. We were talking. It was just, like, in and out.
And
it
what
was,
did
like,
my dress
flash.
Look like? What did my dress look like?
White.
Great.
Frilly. White.
Frilly?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Babe, it was just, like I said, it was, like, there for a split second and it was gone. I don't know. I don't even know what the hell was running through my head. So that, was it.
And that didn't freak you out?
It was kind of freaky. I was like, what the hell? Well, I didn't, like, spend too much time reflecting on, well, why did this happen? I didn't overanalyze it. Then we went back to the car.
Oh, yeah, we went back to the car and talked like 3 o'clock in the morning.
No. Well, no, we talked longer than that.
It was, like, 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, it was later. I think it was later than that. It was 3 or 4.
And then you had to drive home for another hour and a half.
Yeah. Well, it was an hour at that point because the 405 would have been clear.
Yeah, that's true. 3 o'clock in the morning, I hope so.
Although it was still busy. It was for the most part, it was clear. I flew home. So we talked all the way, and I noticed, Yeah, obviously we talked. First date talk and stuff.
You're holding my hand still.
Huh?
Did you realize you're still holding my hand?
Yeah.
Aww. That's cute. You're being lovey-dovey.
What, should I not be?
No, it's cute.
Oh, okay. I'm not doing it for the cuteness factor.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. You want me to let go? I will.
Don't ruin it. Just be quiet and sit there and
look
cute.
Well, you shouldn't have brought it up. What the hell did you bring it up for? You bring it up and it makes me self-conscious.
Why does it make you self-conscious?
All right, so... Then the next day you were at work and everything. And then I think for the foreseeable future then, we were exchanging emails or IMs throughout the day.
Oh, God, yes, we IM'd all day.
Well, I IM'd all day, and then you would IM whenever you could.
I'd IM work.
Yeah,
work,
but it'd be like...
I am work. Work I am.
Yeah, it would be a lot of work. And then every once in a while you get back and you're like, okay, it's no big deal. I had other things to do.
It had to be sporadic. You understood.
Well, yeah, because you were busy.
Yeah, that's a busy job.
So then we got together, I think, that next week. We didn't see each other for... No, did we see each other the next day? You came up one night, but I can't remember how soon after the first date.
No, it was like a week later. Because
was it a week later?
Yeah,
it must have been a week later because you came up.
Weekends.
Yeah, you came up that Friday. You came
was
up
it?
That Friday. Yeah, you came up that Friday. And then...
You I saw still... your Woodland Hills apartment
right.
that was bare.
No, it was barren. There's nothing
oh
on the walls.
Oh my gosh,
so
it was like
Spartan.
A little model apartment with nothing on the walls.
And I remember you were still quitting smoking too at that point. So you had that little inhaler like thing.
I did.
And you were trying
I
to hide
one
it
of those,
from me.
What was it called? Nicotrols.
Yeah. God. And then I remember then you ended up I think you cooked dinner or we ended up eating breakfast food.
Did I cook?
Yeah.
No, I think I cooked fried leather bridges.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like dinner. But that I think that was another night. I don't think that was the first night that you came to the apartment.
I can't remember.
I don't know. But then obviously we hit it off. And then like
I think we took turns. You'd come up, then I'd go down.
No, I only
up,
no.
The
only time I remember coming down to you. No, the only time I remember coming down to your place must have been the first or the second week. It may have been because I ended up kind of staying late, and. Yeah, I ended up staying very late, and I had to drive home, it was like another late night, and I had to drive home like 6 in the morning. Traffic was horrible.
Yes.
Horrible. It took me long. Oh, man, it took me so long. I'll never forget that. Oh, it took me so long.
It was insane.
But that was, you got sick that night, too, because we had Thai food.
Did I?
Yes, you got sick that night, and that's when you tried to explain to me, that you couldn't eat fast.
Mm.
So.
I ate very slow.
Right.
And you, on
which
the
is
other
my
hand,
problem,
inhale.
I inhale it. So
when I'm with you,
right.
I try to eat faster, and I can't, and
right.
then it makes me sick.
So,
oh boy,
I'm trying to remember. Oh, then it was like a month or so into it, where we were talking, we live so far apart, and we're kind of on the cusp, we're obviously, we're connecting and everything. And then I think I must have said something that was ambiguous.
Was this before or after Disneyland?
When did we do Disneyland?
We did Disneyland and got
season pretty quick.
Passes together. That was the third week? Or
Yeah, and that was the only
third
time. Well, no,
week.
We went another time and you got mad at me that night.
No, we've been a couple of times.
No, we only went there one other time. Valentine's Day, and you got mad at me.
Oh, yeah. I have issues with Valentine's
Day.
Oh,
no, remember the first time we went to Disneyland?
We had a good time the first time we went to Disneyland.
Right, but you also got sick. We went, of course, Jack Skellington.
Oh, the low blood sugar
right,
thing.
She had low blood sugar, and, we're sitting there.
Oh, God.
We still have movies of this stuff, too.
I had food issues then, yeah.
Right, but we ended up doing, we go through the Haunted Mansion ride, we're going through it, and you're taking a movie of the stuff.
I love the movie of the Oogie Boogie.
Well, that was another movie. But then I... got off the ride, and you were just you were fine. Then we walk out, and you just turned white.
I got
white.
Dizzy, because I get dizzy.
Yeah, all your blood, and your face just it drooped. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, are you okay? You're like, lemonade. I'm like,
holy.
So
I needed sugar. I knew
right.
I needed sugar,
and that
but
was,
I couldn't think.
About two blocks away or whatever, so I just, booked it. I was like, luckily, no one was in line. I'm like, give me a lemonade. I don't care what. Just keep the change. And I ran all the way back. I'm like, here, drink this.
That was sweet.
So, yeah, I was worried. Yeah. I got back, and, you were, laying down, your hands over your head. I'm like, God, I don't want her to die, I'm going to Disneyland here.
Because I'm one of those people that has to eat, every 2 hours.
Right, but you're not diabetic.
I'm not diabetic, but when I have a drop, I feel
right.
I have
and
a
I
drop.
Can see it.
And so I usually, have something, and that, when you're on a date, you're having fun, blah, 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 you're
that
not
was
thinking.
That was the most memorable part of that.
The
that
bad
experience.
Part, great.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty bad. And then we only went there one other time for Valentine's Day.
Oh, don't ever go to Disneyland on Valentine's Day, people. Just be forewarned. I mean, the line for Peter Pan took us 2 hours. Remember that?
That's when you really got mad at me.
I was just so disgusted with Disneyland on Valentine's
We didn't go back.
Day.
We bought a season pass, and we never went back but once.
And we did it twice.
No, we only did it that Valentine's Day and that first time. That was the only two times.
Well, yeah, twice. We were there twice.
Right.
But I think a season pass is $100,
yeah,
so it's worth it,
yeah.
Actually.
We probably should have used it more than twice. Had
I
we
wanted
lived
to
closer.
See the new
Anaheim
future.
Wasn't close to where I was living.
The new Tomorrowland. That's what I really, my favorite
we went through
section
it.
Is Tomorrowland.
But we went through
but
that.
But it wasn't done, remember?
the second Valentine's Day, it was done because we ended up going on the the rocket to Mars ride.
Which
and
was
the Buzz,
crap.
What the? Didn't we go through the Buzz Lightyear one where you shoot things?
Buzz Lightyear was fun. That one was
you,
good.
You can shoot things and you get up points and everything like that. I
whatever
that
happened
was
to
fun.
The Hall of Presidents? That was my favorite. That
we went. We sat down through that.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Then it must have sucked because I don't remember it.
I'm pretty
and
sure
I used
we
to
sat
love
through
that.
It.
The one that was my favorite of all time, though.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
No.
My
the
favorite...
treehouse.
No, just stop by your head. My favorite of all time.
I'm not ahead.
My favorite of all time was the one where you go through the different decades. Like, this is.
Oh,
the
yeah,
50s,
like
the
Epcot
60s,
Center.
The 70s.
Oh, wait, no.
No, that used to be at Disney.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Disney World.
Disney World, not land.
I think it was at Disneyland, too. Because...
No, I remember in at Epcot Center, they would have one of them, like the Farm of Tomorrow or whatever.
No, I'm not talking about that. This was like you sit down. And you're the audience. The audience moves around the center stage instead of the stage moving around. And it takes you through the different eras. But this had to be when I was... This is like the 80s because I went with my father and my brothers.
It may have been in... That and may have been World, not Land.
We went to Disney World, you're right.
Yeah, I think it's
but
World.
But it was in the Disneyland part. I could almost
right.
swear it. But they didn't have it. And I was like, yeah. What? That was the best ride of right. them all. I love that one because it just... Moved you through time.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
So.
So anyways.
So then we moved in together not long after that. How long, when did we move in together? It wasn't that, I mean, it was like a few
we
months into
in,
it.
In, yeah, like in January. I had to decide, remember?
Yeah.
No, it was December.
We almost got a, we had a, yeah, it was before December because we had our Christmas together.
It was December. It was 2 months. I remember all my friends freaking the heck out. No,
you were freaking
reason,
out. You almost left.
I freaked out.
Because I said something and you didn't understand what the hell I said.
We didn't know each other. I can't believe we did that either. We had to, though. I had to make a decision because, remember, I had got offered that apartment in Laguna Beach.
Right.
Ugh.
But it was
so
far.
Either,
but it was so far between that, and I couldn't move because of the stuff that I was aiming to do.
Aiming that never happened, so you could have moved
don't get
to
me
Laguna
started.
Beach.
Don't get me started,
I know.
Ponzi.
We're not going to go there. We're not going to go there. But anyways, I gave up prime location in Laguna Beach, California, people. It was so beautiful. It was a great apartment. And I did it all for love.
Yeah, but...
And I moved to the hot-ass valley.
Yeah, but you didn't really... Yeah, but where you were working, I don't know if you were terribly happy with the way it was going.
Well,
but
it
you
wasn't
to,
my particular cup of tea.
You
no,
wanted
I,
to kind of go in a different direction.
Before that, yeah.
Right.
I was a funder at Ditech, and going into processing wasn't... I didn't really like processing. I thought I would. Money's good and all that, but it wasn't... I just didn't really like it. So then I was going to go into becoming an AE, county executive, selling
but you
wholesale.
Never did.
But I didn't. No, it wasn't. I kind of got bored with the loan business. I got really tired of mortgage. It's kind of the same. I don't know how to explain it. I got tired of it. I kind of got burnt
right.
out. That's the best way to say it.
Right. Then we had Christmas. Then.
We had Christmas. I made the Martha Stewart turkey, I think.
Right. Yeah, you did. And remember taking, I remember the pictures that we have and the movies. Mm-hmm. The movies weren't high quality because I didn't set up my like video camera. I just used the digital camera. Oh, it's a panda bear. It's the only thing I remember from you saying, you know, the thing. That's when you got me the Darth Vader.
Oh, God.
Which
who
now has turned into
known
a...
it was the beginning. If
you
I would have known, it would have multiplied.
Yeah, you can't just give me one thing.
I would not have bought that Vader.
You just can't give me one thing and expect, oh, it's a unique thing. No, I'm going to build it out. It's a nature of obsession.
What?
Okay.
I didn't know you're obsessive.
Okay, you get me one Vader figure. It was just
yeah.
standing there all alone.
See, I didn't know there was an underlying Trek problem. Or
an underlying
Star
what?
Star Wars problem, not Trek problem.
Right.
There's a difference. I know. Okay, I know. I did not know that there was an underlying Star Wars problem.
Well, apparently. Okay, so that was it. Well, I mean, that's how we met. That's the...
That's the beginning.
We're like, well, that. We're, what I'm saying is, like, that's the story. That's the tale.
That's the tip of the iceberg. You
well,
can't
obviously,
see
it's
the whole
tip
part
of the
iceberg underneath the water.
No one can. It's no. all the politics and the crap that you bring into a relationship that doesn't surface until well into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you deal with it.
Like all those skeletons that you keep stuffing in, they keep falling out.
Exactly.
Just joking. You.
No, that's the way it is with any relationship.
Yeah,
any
to a degree. To
no,
a degree,
it's
right,
not
right,
to
right.
a degree. No one is going to be completely transparent in the very beginning. Because if they are, they're not going to make it through. Either that, or they do it to an extent where the other person doesn't believe that they're being completely accurate. Like,
see,
no,
I think that was my problem. I was pretty honest. I was like straight out, and you didn't believe me.
No, I believed you in different ways. So what I heard was not necessarily what you were saying, which is just the beginning of a communication gap.
Yeah.
Because you, not only had you been living in California longer than I, you'd been, well, separated
I'm
from
hard
your...
I'm hard to understand. Not only that, because of the cultural issues. I mean, being
well,
raised
you're from
by...
the South.
I'm from the South. My mother is Caucasian. My father is Asian. So there's the whole cultural divide, and then there's the inside Southern divide. We'll just say that Southerners have a whole different way of speaking and
being
right. And so
all those things just have they continue to fly in our face because I grew up just the opposite. I mean,
yeah, Iowa's completely different.
It is. It's
it's just blunt.
Right.
Iowans
it's
just tell it like it is.
Well.
But not in the way New Yorkers do.
If right.
New Yorkers
are
tell
more...
it like it is, and they're funny. But I don't know. I still haven't figured it out. Southerners never really say anything ugly.
But it may
They'll
be,
say it, but
right.
they only say around
but
what's
may,
ugly.
But what may that may be like my family, not necessarily just Iowa. I wouldn't make a sweeping generalization of that's Iowa.
That's true. I don't want to get in trouble.
I would say my family in the way that I was raised. Now, I will make a sweeping generalization and say, yes, that's the way the South is, just because of what you have relayed to me, not because I have spent any amount of time in the South.
That's true. You're about to go to North Carolina for the first time. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that?
As long as I've got a laptop somewhere nearby that if I need to escape a conversation, I can.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not used to having conversations all the live long day.
That's kind of how it works.
Exactly. That's just telling you, I'm warning you right now. If I need to check my email, I need to check my email. What, you need to check your email now?
Maybe.
You fought all about the internet connection. How much have you used it?
It turned off. The computer just completely turned off.
It's because you weren't using it long enough.
Because it's dead. It doesn't have any more juice.
Hey, did you plug it in?
I plugged it in.
Did it? It's there.
It died. Can I get
Here,
tech support,
the mouse.
Please?
Click the... What'd you do? It fell asleep. You didn't use it for
support,
long
please.
Enough. You want a what?
Help. Tech support, please.
Just hold on to the power button. Is it plugged in?
Yes.
No, I mean, is it plugged in?
Right there.
No, babe. Is it plugged in to the outlet?
Yes, it is.
Are you confident?
Yes, it is.
Babe?
All right, let's let it go. Let's move on.
Babe?
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Well, now you got me wondering why the hell the power button doesn't work. I'm telling you, it can't be plugged in.
Okay.
It's not plugged in, babe.
Bye-bye.
Hang on.
Bye-bye.
Where's the...
It's this hanging down thing, this one.
Ew. What? Which one?
This one. The big, fat, square one.
Hon, that's not the power cord.
It's not?
No. That goes to something else.
Well, I plugged that into your computer.
Oh,
that's
my
not the
God.
Power
no wonder
cord.
It's not working.
What is that?
It's something
fit.
Else.
Well, why did it fit into the bracket?
Hang on. It, hon?
Holder. Uh-oh.
Just because you can stick it in there doesn't mean you should.
Well, you just said as long as I don't force it, then it's the right
no.
hole to stick it.
No. I say don't force it.
I
didn't say just because if you can't force it or...
I figured it fit. It was round. Yeah. It worked. God.
Don't you ever complain to me about saying, how can you not pick out shoes the right way?
Because
they
true.
All look the same.
No, they don't. Oh,
to
God.
You, they don't.
Which is kind of like me and putting my iPod in the back of my computer. How hard
your
did you laugh
shuffle
on that
in the back
one?
Of the computer?
Yeah, my shuffle.
Because I'm like, how the hell
because
are you going to get
to that? Because I couldn't find a USB port. Usually, I have that little. What's the one? I love that one that you used to have on my
I've
desk.
Got, it's probably upstairs, packed in a
it
box.
It has like 10 little spots
right.
that I can
it's
just
probably,
plug in whenever I want to.
It's probably
cool.
upstairs. Actually, I think the reason why we're
like
not using
that.
I know why we're not using that.
Why?
Because I don't think it's USB 2.0 compliant or compatible.
Darn.
And those are for high speed devices. And you want to use. If you can't, you want to use a higher speed USB because it's going to transfer quicker.
That was one geeky thing I liked you gave me, and then you took it away. And so then I didn't have an extra USB port and have to go under my desk and go
You've
to
got
this
two in the front now. You've got two in the front. Look at it. You've even got headphone jacks. You got a mic jack. You got everything up front. You've even got removable media ports.
Up front means under my desk, not at my hand level. I like the ones that's right there by my hand level. If I have to go under the desk
but
to the brain, the computer
brain,
it's a pain
in the butt.
Like
okay, but things that you plug in and out,
yeah.
Let's like it's perfect for like a shuffle because you just plug it in, take it out. Like flash drives. A shuffle is essentially an expensive flash drive that's got a software interface that allows it to play back music and whatnot.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand how technology can be cute, but that's a completely different problem. Well, I don't think we were recording this.
I think that's how Apple's good.
Is this recording?
Huh?
The Windows Media stream for the live broadcast of The Chris Perillo Show is provided by Limelight Networks. Listen to the live Chris Perillo Show in Windows Media Player. Download the latest version of the player for Mac and Windows users at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.